Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
I'm very excited to teach and to preach the issue of the honor of God. I believe that in this generation, this is a time that we need to hear this message. I pray that no one in this church will miss even one preaching in this camp. I pray that you will not even miss one preaching, because I believe the Lord is speaking to the church and He wants everyone to learn about the honor of God. It will change your life. It will definitely take you to the next level. It will definitely take you to the road of victory and promotion if you understand the honor of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of us, who guides us and teaches us and show us what to do. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who comes upon us and anoint us to preach and to do the work of the ministry. Thank you, Lord, that you will illuminate our soul today. You will reveal the truth to us. You will open our heart to understand, our eyes to see the truth of God, and ears to hear what you need to say. Father, today, may everything that be done in this service be the thing that glorify you and bring the good name to you, Father. We love you so much, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to read from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. The topic of the sermon today is honoring God, honoring His people, and honoring His things. Eli was a high priest at that time, in the time of Samuel. Hannah was barren, and she prayed to God, and God mercifully gave her a child, a son. And she promised God that if she got pregnant and have a son, she would give the son to serve the Lord. And she did. She gave Samuel, her son, to Eli. Samuel was growing up in the priestly ministry, growing up in the presence of God, in the house of God. But unfortunately, Eli's sons did not know God. They sinned against God. Let's look at the scripture, what the Bible says about Eli's family. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, 12 to 17, now the son of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord. You can be in the choir. You can be even a pastor. You can even have a title of elder in the church. You can even know all the Bible and preach the Bible upside down. And you can be growing in the Sunday school, but you don't know the Lord. And on that day, you will be surprised that you are not making it to heaven. I want to make sure that our members in this church know the Lord. You have a personal relationship with God. You don't just come to church because of rituals, traditions, or religion, but you have a relationship with God. These two guys, the sons of Eli, were growing up in the temple, but they did not know the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged fresh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. And the priest would take for himself all the fresh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh, all the Israelites who came there. Also, before they burned the fat, the priest's servant would come and say to the man who sacrificed, give meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw. And if the man said to him, they should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires. He would then answer him, no, but you must give it now, and if not, I will take it by force. Therefore, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred or hated the offering of the Lord. You can see from the story here that Eli's sons, who were the priests at that time, were very corrupt. They did not honor the things of God. They did not honor the ordinance of God. They cheated. They stole the offering from the people. When people came in with offering, they said, give it to me first personally, and then you can give to the Lord. It means that they did not honor the things of God. The offering in the house of God is related to the ministry. And that's why when we receive financial offering to the church, we did not abuse that money. We really take care. We use money wisely, and we make sure that the money will be spent for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We did not manipulate people to give. We did not push people to give. And we treat the offering with respect. Amen. We want to show to the members that the offering of God is honorable and is holy in the eyes of God. As parents are, so will their children be. As pastors are, so will their members be. In other words, if the leaders do not respect and honor God, the members will not respect and honor God. If the parents do not love and honor God, the children will not love and honor God either. You follow the footsteps of your leader. That's what happened. Eli's son did not honor the things of God or the ordinance of God or the offering of God. And therefore, all of the followers, the ministry team, did the same thing. They cheated. And not only that, the Bible said that these two young men slept with women in the sanctuary. They committed fornication or sexual immorality. Look at what the Lord say against them in 1 Samuel chapter 2, 23 to 30. So he said to them, why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. Now Eli was talking to the son. No, my sons, for it is not good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. If one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed or listen the voice of their father, because the Lord desired to kill them. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. Then a man of God came to Eli and said, now a prophet came to Eli and prophesied. Did I not clearly reveal myself? I mean, God was speaking to Eli. Did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest? Talking about Aaron. God chose Aaron to be the high priest. And after that, all of his offspring became priests and high priests. To offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me. And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me? Everyone say, honor. When the sons sinned against God, God came and corrected the father. God did not come to the sons. The same thing in the church. When something happened in the church, God dealt with me. God will correct me. And then I have to come and correct you. So when I bring the correction of God, it means I get correction first. So receive it by faith. Amen. And in grace. Hallelujah. The same thing. God gonna talk to the dad in the house or the mom in the house when the children sin against God. Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me? God was talking about honor here. To make yourself fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Therefore, listen carefully. This is very powerful scripture. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. God was talking to Eli about honor. Eli had honored his sons more than God, above God. They has dishonored the offering of God and the ordinance of God. And God said like this very powerfully, if anyone honor me, I will honor. But if anyone despise me, he will be lightly esteemed. So the subject of honor is a big subject or the big issue in the eyes of God. Do you know that honor comes from God? Do you know that you worship the honorable God? Do you know that the Lord deserves all the honor and glory and praises from you? Do you know that He's the King of all kings? He's a supernatural God, the wonderful God, full of grace and mercy and full of truth. But unfortunately, people in our generation now, people in this society, especially since the time of rebellion in the 60s and 70s, people in this generation don't understand the honor of God, or they have a little knowledge about the honor of God. And this impacts everything in this society. When you don't understand about the honor of God, it will spill out, that kind of behavior will spill out in your words, in your behavior, against your parents, against your teacher, against the president, against the people in authority, and against the things of God. People in this generation treat the things of God as common. That's why I believe that this preaching is very important for our church in this camp. And I pray that you will not miss even one teaching in this camp. If you're going to sleep in, please don't do it. Wake up and come to the meeting. If you're going to go play golf during the afternoon time, come back on time to hear the sermon. Especially young people in this church, you need to hear about the honor of God, because you're going to have to pass that on to the next generation. I want to read one scripture here, which is very important. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Have you ever heard people say like this? I don't need to honor man. I can only honor God. I don't care about man. I only care about God. I don't need to love man. I love only God. In fact, if you don't know how to honor men and women of God, or the servant of God, or the representative of God, I can guarantee you don't really, really honor God. Honoring man is equal to honoring God. Because the way you honor God is to honor the men and the women of God. Or the way you honor or you love people. When you love people, you love God. Amen. Because you show love to God by loving people. The same thing, you show honor to God by showing honor to people around you. I honor my wife. I honor my kids. Because they don't belong to me, they belong to God. We need to honor everything that belongs to God. That's why if we want to see the move of God in our church, if we want to see revival in our city, if we want to see revival in our nation, if we want to see revival or the spiritual awakening or the move of the Spirit of God in our home, in our finances, or in our personal life, we need to honor the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show up when we honor God, honor Him. And if we treat Holy Spirit or the things of the Spirit of God as common thing, as lowly thing, we don't care, we look down on the things of the Holy Spirit, we don't learn how to reverence and esteem and treasure the things of the Spirit of God, forget about revival. We will not see revival in our life. We will not see the move of God in our church. If you want to see miracles happen, if you want to see the move of God happen in our midst, we need to honor the things of God. And therefore, I believe that this teaching is so important for this generation and for churches around the world. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, this is a very strong word. You can see that the Lord Jesus tried to say that there are two kinds of people in the world, and including two kinds of Christians in the world. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn and tear you in pieces. Jesus tried to say this. Even you pull out a necklace with diamond, about 5 carat, and you gave to a swine or pigs, the swine would not care anything about that pearl or about that jewelry or valuable things. Or if you give valuable thing to the dog will turn away or even jump on that valuable thing. So God tried to say is this. Number one, there are things that are valuable and the things that are not valuable. But whatever is related to God is valuable. Amen. Everything that is related to God, to heaven, is valuable and honorable. And God always also say like this to the congregation here, that there are two kinds of people. The people who treat the things of God as honorable things. Treat the man and the woman of God as honorable people. Or people who say, I don't care what God is doing. I don't care what God gonna say. I don't care what the Holy Spirit wants to do because it's not valuable to me. I just ignore it. If you want to give me this, I don't care anyway because it's not important to me. So God compare people who are not considering the things of God honorable or valuable as dogs and swine. And God say, don't even give this thing to these people. They don't care. They're gonna take it and throw away anyway. I pray that in our whole church here, our members will be the type of people who are honorable. And you honor the things of God. You will not take the things of God for granted. You will not treat the things of God or the anointing of God as common. Or despise the things of God. How many people want God to honor you? What you need to do, you honor the things of God. This is a question that I have in my mind. How can we all, increase our capacity to receive more from God? Receive more wisdom, receive more revelation, receive more anointing, receive more power, receive more gift, receive more joy, more faith, more love. How can we expand our heart to receive more from God? And there are many ways. One way is to give. When you give, you expand your heart. But today I'm not going to talk about giving. I'm going to talk about honoring. The answer to increase the capacity to receive is that you cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. You give thanks because you value something. You give thanks because you honor something. And this lifestyle does not happen automatically. You need to work on it. You need to put an effort on it. Maybe 50 wrong things happen to your life. And by the human nature, you tend to complain. You tend to take things for granted. But God said, don't do that. Amen. You need to be thankful. Even wrong things, sometimes people complain about one finger that doesn't work, but forget about another 9 fingers that are working. Some people complain that they don't have the very expensive shoes from Nordstrom. But they forget that they still, at least they have feet to walk. They keep complaining. My dear brother, sister, faith is related to thankfulness. But doubt or unbelief is related to complaint and sadness. Amen. If we walk by faith, we should not complain. We should not take things for granted, the things of God for granted. We should be thankful. You wake up in the morning, thank God for my bed. Thank God for my home. When you drive out to your work, you say, thank God for my work. Even wrong things happen to you, you say, thank God. I count it all joy that wrong things happen to me so that I can prove that the power of God works. I can prove that the word of God works. Amen. The Bible says, in all trials, count it all joy and be thankful. God commands us to be thankful. If you want to expand your heart to receive more anointing and more grace of God, or more favor of God, you need to be thankful people. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 8, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, in everything, everyone say in everything. The Bible did not say in only good things. In everything. Bad thing or good things. Amen. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For God, He is very big on the issue of thanksgiving and on the issue of faithfulness. My dear brothers and sisters, if you don't thank God for what God has already given to you, if you don't appreciate what God has given to you, and you are not interested in using those things for God, for the glory of God, God give you maybe good job, money, family, good husband, good wife, God give you the gift and talent to do things for God, and you keep complaining, you don't appreciate what God has given to you, you never thank God for that, and you never use it, you never become a good steward, you will not receive anything more from God. And you may even lose those things from you. God can take them and give to somebody else. Look at what the Bible says here. Everyone said, be thankful. Amen. Be thankful. In Luke chapter 19, verse 26 say, for I say to you that to everyone who has will be given. And from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. When I read this scripture, when I was a young believer, I was very confused. Why God give to people already has? And people who has little, God take away and give to people who have more. And now God show me. This is what happened. The Bible is talking about the condition of the heart. For example, I have anointing this much. I have the anointing this much. And I value it. I appreciate it. I have received something from God. I'm going to use this for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, for this anointing, even this much. God say, good. I'm going to give it to you. More. But certain Christian, God give them already this much, but they don't see it. They just despise it. They don't care about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to use it or exercise it or impart to other people. They just, I don't have anything. God doesn't give me that much. They keep complaining. They keep saying, I don't have. But actually, God already has given to them something. What happened? God say, okay, if you don't appreciate what I have given to you, I'm going to take that thing from you and give to somebody else. Or I will not give you anymore. That's why being thankful is so important. You need to appreciate the things of God. You remember the story of the talents, the parable? That one man received one talent and complained. God, you're not fair. I'm going to put in the ground. I'm going to dig the ground and bury this one talent in the ground and will not do anything with it. And God said, you're a wicked servant. He took that one talent and gave to the man who had 5 and 10 talents. You need to appreciate even little that God gave to you. Amen. Even little thing that God gave to you, you need to say, thank you, Lord. I appreciate you give to me. I honor and value the precious things that God gave to me. That's why I say, don't give the valuable things to the swine and to the dog. Give to the hungry people. Give to people who are hungry for the things of God. I tell you the truth. One time I asked God, God, why don't you sometimes just touch people on the chair and just give them the Holy Spirit over there? And I don't have to make an altar call to come here and lay hand on them. God, why don't you just do that? You can do that. Is that right? You can touch anyone on the chair. And God said that. God replied me like this. I want to see that my people really, really hungry for my things and honor my anointing. They really value my anointing or not. If you value the anointing of God, you would do anything to get it. You can fly to another city. You can spend money to get the anointing. You would do anything to do it. So to walk out the chair to come to the front here is easier than flying to somewhere. Is that right? You know, the first few years that I want to have the anointing, I have to fly to Orlando, fly to Tampa. I have to drive to Portland. I spend many $10,000 to go and get the anointing, to receive the anointing, because I don't want to be swine. I don't want to be the dog. I want to see the valuable things of God. I want God to give to me the valuable thing. And God say, I want it. I value it. Give it to me, please. That's why you need to run to the things of God, because you see the value of the things of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 9, do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. The same principle here. If you try to give wisdom to the fool, who are the fool? The fool are those who despise the things of God. They don't care about the things of God. They just treat the things of God common. They don't even care about the kingdom of God. God said, don't even give to them, because they don't care anyway. They will even look down on your words of wisdom. Therefore, I want to encourage all of you to be the kind of people who honor and seek the things of the Spirit of God, and the things of God. Don't have to be pushed. Don't have to be forced to come to receive something from God or seek the things of God. Don't have to be forced to read the Bible and pray and spend time with God. You're just hungry. Wake up in the morning, read the Bible, pray, spend time with God. Go to the church meeting. Go to all the classes that you can learn the most you can. We set up classes. We have all the CDs that you can listen. You should order all the CD in the church and go listen to every single CD 10 times a CD. You are hungry. You value the things of God. You should not treat the things of God as common. Oh, I see the CD sitting around here. I don't care. I don't want to get anything from it. I listened already one time. It's enough for me. No, no, no. If you're hungry, you value those things. You say, I want it more. I want to learn more. I don't think I get everything on that day. I want to listen again and again. And God said, those who honor His things, those who honor the anointing of God, shall be honored. But those who despise the things of God shall be lightly esteemed. When we talk about despise, I'm going to mention this again and again, that the word despise in the Hebrew language doesn't mean to hate or to be disgusted about. But it means to make light of. It means to consider unimportant. It means you just treat it as nothing important, or you don't appreciate it. You may grow up in a church. You may sit in the service here. You know, one thing that I really, really watch my heart carefully. I have been in revival for almost 10 years now, since 1997. I lay hand on more than maybe 10,000 times on the head of people. I see people get touched by God. I see last Sunday, I saw God touch sister of Romero. And I was so blessed to see God touch her. She speak in tongues. She laughed in the Holy Ghost. One time, never learned about speaking in tongues. I lay hand. I see the move of God. I see miracle after miracle. I see demon come out from people. But I keep reminding myself, after 10 years, I'm not going to look at all these things as common. I'm not going to kind of sit and say, Again, God touch people. Again, laying on of hand. Again, people fall. Again, people laugh. Again, I've seen this many times in my life. If you have that attitude, you need to repent. Because you despise the things of God. You can be in the glory of God for many years, and eventually you treat those things as common. And you despise Him unknowingly. Because you know what? Our natural human being, our human nature is that we take things for granted. And we don't appreciate what God is doing anymore. We just sit there and say, yeah, okay, Pastor Lau, preach again. I tell you, every preaching that I preach, I feel that I preach the first sermon. I feel that every preaching I preach, I gotta preach to the best I can. People who live in my home know very well how I behave on Saturday. On Saturday, I read my sermon, and I read my sermon, and I say, tomorrow, I'm going to preach the best I can. I'm going to treat this as honorable thing. The Word of God is not a common thing. I'm going to do it with all my might. I love the Word of God. I honor the Word of God. All these years, we need to keep our heart like that all the days of our life. Honor the things of God. Don't make it insignificant. Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 44 to 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. My dear brother, sister, God tried to tell us through all this scripture that the things of God, the things of the kingdom of God are so valuable, so precious, that if you understand, you're willing to give up everything. I told Pastor Da many times that I will never trade being a pastor of a local church here with other things. If people give me $2 million to say, quit being a pastor, I will not quit being a pastor. I don't care about $2 million unless they give to me free. Then I take it. But if they tell me that I have to quit being a pastor, I will not exchange of walking, standing under the anointing of the Holy Spirit with the things of God. Actually, 2 days ago, I was washing my hand before surgery. And one of my colleagues, he is a physician assistant. He always helped me in the surgery. He is building a vacation home on Camino Island. You know Camino. And his home was sitting on the cliff and see the whale and the eagle fly. And in the summertime, he see the eagle come up from the cliff and see, and he see the whale. Ooh. And he say, oh, I sit on my porch or something and watch the whale every Saturday and Sunday. It's the best feeling I have in my life. That is it. I'm not against it, okay? Don't take me wrong. I praise God for his life. I praise God that he has a vacation home. But while he was saying that, you know what I think in my heart? I say, but the thing that make me happy the most in my life, when to see people stand up and worship God and lift up their hand before God and worship the Lord. And when I see people get touched by God, I see people on fire for God, people fall in love with Jesus, and people would get banana for Jesus, that make me happy more than the whale, more than anything else. Hallelujah. I don't care about whale. I care about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the things of God are very valuable. And we need to treat those things with the right heart. Amen. Do you know that God, with his power, he can show up right now in this building and he can shake the whole building and he can split the earth and he can send the big fire into this house and make all of us on the floor right now go down like this and say, oh God, like this. He can do it. But you know, he didn't do it because he didn't want to force you. He wants you to honor him out of your own decision. He did not force you. My prayer is that I want to see our people in the church, when we worship God, you just, all of you, just raise your hand and close your eyes and sing song to God. And you really honor him when you come into the presence of God. Amen. You need to understand the word honor, the honor of God. Faith, it's inseparable from honor. If you have faith in God, you walk in the honor of God. And my dear brothers and sisters, do you know that God is looking for people who honor his word? God is looking for people who honor his anointing. And God is going to use those people. If you honor the word of God, even though the word comes from man or human vessels, this is what he's going to do to you. If you honor, listen carefully, if you honor the word of God, even though I'm a preacher, when I go to any single meeting and other people are preaching, even when Pastor Noom was sharing, I listen carefully. I pay attention. I listen to like the sermon like I never know before, even though may I have heard it for 10 times, but I listen carefully. I pay attention. I focus. I don't get distracted. I try to slap on my face sometimes to not fall asleep. Sometimes I pinch myself. I need to listen to the word of God carefully because I honor the word of God, and the Bible promises that if you honor the word of God, God gonna open your heart to understanding. God gonna open your heart to understanding, and God gonna give you more faith, and you can receive more from God. Why two people sitting in the same church for 10 years, one person grow faster, but another person stay stagnant and never change? I tell you, the reason is the issue of the honor of God. You can come to church later on. Somebody may sit here for 20 years, but never move to anywhere. But somebody come in new, brand new believer come in and, preach to me. I want to eat the word of God. Oh, good. Yeah. At the same time, God opened the heart to understand. God give revelation. God give more faith and give more understanding and give more experience. And that person grow faster. Amen. You say, Pastor, where is in the Bible? I show you in the Bible. Luke chapter 8 verse 18. Therefore, take heed how you hear. Everyone say, how you hear. For whoever has, this is talking about hearing, is that right? Hearing the revelation, hearing the wisdom, hearing from God. For whoever has, to him more will be given. So if your heart honors the things of God you already have, you appreciate what you have, God says, I will give you more revelation, more understanding. And whoever does not have, mean I despise what I have already. I don't care. Even what he seemed to have will be taken away from him. We're talking about hearing the revelation of God, the things of God. In Mark chapter 4, verse 24, then he said to them, take heed what you hear. What does it mean, take heed? Thank you very much. Take heed mean like this. Really pay attention to what God say. With the same measure you use, the more you pay attention, the more you focus and the more you honor the things of God, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. And that's why I like CD and MP3 ministry. Because when I went to a meeting, you can listen, you get only 5% home. But when I can go back home and get the CD, listen again, I can sit in the car, listen for 3 sentences, I stop and I meditate. God is speaking to me something here. And then I continue to listen and I stop. I pay attention or take heed of what I hear so that I can receive more revelation from God, more understanding and faith from God. Faith will grow. And as we honor the things and the word of God, then what we do, we obey and we do it. God really wants to give you promotion. God wants to give you victory. God wants to open the door for you. God wants to protect you. God wants to lead you to the road of victory. But it starts from here. It starts from the heart. Let me explain to you the secret of living a victorious life. Start from the heart that if your heart is right, you honor the things of God, you honor the word of God, and the word of God can come two ways. Logo. Logo is the word of God in the Bible here, written word. And also Rhema. Rhema is the voice of God that come by the Holy Spirit, is the personal voice of God to you. Inner voice, and can be audible voice or inner voice. God can speak to you through the word or logo. Or God can speak to you through Rhema, through the Holy Spirit. If you really honor the voice or the words of God in your life, what do you do? You will stop and listen. And you will hear the voice of God. And you know that God knows everything. God knows the future. God knows what's going on. God knows everything that's going on in your life. God can tell you, call that person. Stop doing this. Pull the stock money out of from that stock. Put money in that stock. Operate this way. Do this way. I hear the voice of God in my surgery all the time. When I operate on people, I perform surgery. I listen. I put my antenna up and listen to the Rhema. God, I'm listening to you. He will guide me. I am ready to go into the battle for you, for my patient. And you're going to have victory all the time. And the more you honor, the more you receive, the more you listen, the more you stop and hear, listen, the more God going to give to you. Because your heart is open. Some Christian complain like this. Oh, why good things always pass by me? Good opportunity never happened to me. I always miss the good opportunity. I tell you why. Because you never listen to God. If you listen to God, you will not miss the good opportunities that God opened to you. And why you don't listen to God? Because you don't care what God say. But if you care, you honor, you esteem, you treasure, you value the voice of God in your heart, you listen carefully, then God going to guide you step by step. What to do, what to say, God will help you to do the right things, and you shall have victory, and you will see the promotion, and God shall open the door for you to do things for you. My dear brothers and sisters, the honor of God is like a magnet. You know magnet. Pull. The more you honor God, the more you will pull the things of God from heaven. This is the universal principle of God. The more you're hungry and the more you honor, the more God going to show up, the more God going to do things for you. It's the heart condition. How your heart look like? Can I pull out a stethoscope and listen to your heart? Does your heart honor the things of God? If you honor the things of God and you're hungry for the things of God, God going to give you more revelation, more wisdom, more faith, more understanding, more anointing. The things of God will come to your life. And be faithful. Use whatever God gives to you. And keep expanding, keep giving out. Don't compare what you receive from God to other people, because if you compare what happened, you will look down on what God gives to you. Just value what God has given to you. Amen. Each of us, God has given us different things, different revelation, different anointing. We should value the anointing God gave to us. Again, I say one more time, two people can sit in the church for the whole 5 years, but one is changed from glory to glory so fast, and another person never changed at all. You know why? The issue of the heart. One person received the things of God with honor, with receptive mind, but another person doesn't care what God says. The person who honors the things of God will grow faster and move from glory to glory and will see things that they never dream of. It's going to be fun. Amen? We need to teach our children to honor the things of God. Honor the man and the woman of God. Honor the kingdom of God. And if you honor the things of God, you will focus. You stay focused. Whatever God wants to say. When you read the Bible, you stay focused and see what God wants to say to you. When you listen to the sermon, you stay focused. I heard some people told Pastor Da that they enjoyed listening to Pastor Tyson preaching more than me, my preaching. And I thank God for that. But there's no excuse. Even though you don't like the style I preach, you still need to listen carefully. Because it's not about me, but it's about God. Is that right? Don't let the personality of the preacher stop you from listening to God. Because it's not about his personality. In fact, God can speak to you, to your wife. God can speak to you, to your kids. Don't look at the vessel. Look at the word they say. If the word comes from God, even the vessel is weak and the vessel is imperfect, even the vessel may make mistake, you still need to listen carefully, because you honor the word of God, what God wants to speak to you that day. Amen. Don't get distracted. Don't play game. Don't bring in what you call PSP. Don't bring in some book and some lesson into this house and read while you are listening to the sermon. Focus. Stay focused all the time in the sermon, what God wants to speak to you. Amen. Honor the things of God. A lot of people are looking for spectacular, but they miss the supernatural. They are waiting for something like this. Volcano blowing up. The fire of God, the tangible fire on the roof. They're looking for the building shaking. They're looking for flying in the sky manifestation. The pastor have to fly in the sky, then I listen. But sometimes, God use simple people, even kids speaking to you. Amen. Amen. In fact, 2 days ago, God used one member in my church to speak to me. We went to their house. We're going to have dinner. And the wife called for the husband to see, where are you? You're going to be here on time? Because Pastor Lau is waiting for dinner. And at the end of their conversation, the wife say, I love you too. At that moment, God spoke to me. Son, I want to correct you something. I said, what, God? You don't say I love you to your wife enough. You don't say I love you to your kids enough. And you don't say I love you to your member enough. I say, yes, God, I repent. From now on, when I see somebody, hi, Tai, I love you. I think it should be our culture. Is that right? Amen. When we pick up the phone, talk to somebody. For example, we pick up the phone and talk to Henry. Henry, how are you doing? Oh, your job is okay. How is your Lexus IS350? And he said, oh, I already spent about 10,000 miles. Oh, thank God, I love you. I think we should express our love to people with our mouth. And God corrected me that day. God spoke through that new believer to me. Because you know what? I am sensitive to the voice of God. I listen to God all the time. I want to see what God going to correct me today. What I need to do to change. I'm not looking for the spectacular. I'm looking for the supernatural voice of God that God can speak to me through even simple vessel. The Bible says, I'll read the last scripture and then we end. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. That you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory. When we talk about honor, it's the same meaning as the word glory. The word glory, kabod, or glory in Greek, it means heavy and worthy. In the old day, when you want to buy a piece of furniture that is very expensive, what you do? They will have a scale come out and they say, this one is about 1,000 shekels. S-H-E-K-E-L-S, the kind of money at that time. So they put shekels on one side of the scale and the buyer have to put gold on the other side of the scale. 1,000 shekels, you have to put a lot of gold on the other side of the scale. So it means that piece of furniture is so valuable, equal to the heavy gold, amount of gold, a lot of gold. The word glory or the word honor mean heavy. It means worthy. So when we say the glory of God means the heavy, glorious, valuable presence of God. I heard the testimony from our university of student from UW. Jenny and Nina were walking in the UW area and were praying. And the presence of God came upon them so strong. And they were drunk in the spirit on the street. They could laugh and drunk because the presence of God was so heavy and strong. And they got drunk in the Holy Spirit on the street. I think people look at them and think that they just got out from the bar or something. Got drunk and laughed. The presence of God, the heaviness. So when we honor the things of God, it means we see the value, the heavy value of the things of God. We value it more than silver and gold. We're going to talk about that tonight more, about silver and gold and stubble and hay and wood. We need to have the value system of God. God value system. We need to pray that God help us to see things from your perspective. God's value system may be different from our value system. Some of you may think that certain thing is very valuable for you. But for God, it's meaningless. What is valuable in the eyes of God? The church, the anointing, the word, the wisdom, the joy, the Holy Ghost, the fire of God, the touch of God, the ministry, the faith, the offering, the people in the church. I need to honor you because you are honorable people. In God's eyes, you are valuable. You are heavy. Everyone say, I'm heavy. I'm not talking about physically. I'm not trying to prophesy that you're going to be heavy physically. But you are heavy in the value of God. God's value system, God's member are very valuable. Amen. Amen. Ask God to help you to see the things with the perspective of God. In verse 13, the Bible says, For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. The word of God will not effectively work in you if you don't honor and receive it with honor. I want to encourage everyone in this church to honor the word of God, honor the things of God, honor the representative of God, honor the touch of God, the fire of God, the church of God. Treat the church like a valuable place. Don't throw something on the ground and walk away. When you see something on the floor, pick it up and throw in the garbage can. Honor the things of God. Honor the church. Amen. Don't condemn the church. Don't blame the church. Don't complain about the church. Complaining is doubt or unbelief. You should have faith and pray for the church and love the church. Love your pastor. Love your leaders. Love people around you. Honor them. Because that is the way you honor God. You honor God by honoring His things or His people. Amen. This is an introduction about the honor of God. Don't have selective hearing. Some people like to hear only certain part of the sermon. Other part, they shut their ear off. I don't want to hear. Because it makes me uncomfortable. If you feel comfortable all the time in the church, you may be in the wrong place. Because the word of God will make you uncomfortable sometimes. Amen. You either repent and move on, or you're going to fight with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say at the same time. I honor the things of God, the anointing, His power, His truth, His word, His church, His representatives, His gifts, His fire, His Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So from now on, we're going to do that in our church. We're going to talk more tonight about honorable qualities. What kind of people that God considers honorable people? We're going to talk about how to show honor to people. We're going to look at in the Bible, the example of honor and dishonor in the Bible. When God's people honor the things of God, God bless them. And when people really despise the things of God, God punish them. You remember Ananias and Sapphira? When they came to the apostle and they lied to the Holy Spirit, they dropped dead because they did not honor the anointing of God in that church. They just despised the leader and say, I can say anything to the apostle. You need to honor the things of God. Amen? Amen. Honor the anointing of God. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you so much for your word today. We pray, Father, that you will, Lord, imprint the truth into our heart. And from today on, we will see your people in this church. And churches that come here, Father, honor the things of God. They will watch their mouth, what they say about God, about the servant of God, about the church. They will watch their attitude, Father, Lord, so that they will be honored by you. And they will live an honorable life, Father. Because you are the origin of honor. We want to walk in the honor of God. We praise you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have the value system of God. Help us to see what you see, Father, that we will not despise the things of God in our heart, Lord, and in our action and our words. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.